right back at it. Friday, you're in the Radio Hut. My name is Dablo. Thank you for waking up with us this morning. Nice fall morning. Sunshine, 34 degrees. Our talk around continues. Sitting in for Terry Anderson here. Scott, coming in from the pharmacy. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning.
Good to have you here. And thank you for doing fill-in duty. Appreciate
that. Yeah, no problem.
Well, you brought me. You're going to quiz me.
I know. I came prepared. It is this past week, start on Sunday, going through till tomorrow, is National Pharmacist Week. So we're celebrating the profession of pharmacy. So shout out to all the awesome pharmacists we got in the community. I know there's a lot more than just the hospital. So great job. Thank you for all the hard work everybody does out there. But I brought in some pharmacy trivia to quiz Bill here.
Okay, yeah. So you can trip me up here.
All right. So first question, the earliest recorded prescription, and I'll give you some multiple choice to give you a shot at it. A, 2100 BC. B, 1000 BC. C, 1200 AD, or D, 1700 AD. What do you think?
I'm going to go with A, 2100 BC.
That is correct.
That is
correct.
Okay.
Did you have a reason why you picked that?
I just thought, it goes back quite a ways.
Yeah.
Not knowing a whole lot about it, but I know it's, throughout history.
Yeah. I think when I was looking it up, it was back in Mesopotamia, one of the oldest professions around. So,
holy smokes.
Pretty cool.
Right.
Number two here, what of these medications was discovered by accident? A, morphine, B, insulin, or C, penicillin?
All right, Alex, I'll take C, penicillin for 100.
Correct.
Yes, ding, ding,
two.
I'm two for
you got
two.
Them.
All right.
Did you really knew that one? That wasn't a guess?
I'd heard that. It was in a movie, and I can't tell you which one, but they were talking about penicillin.
Good.
And going, okay, this was discovered by accident. So,
way to go.
There you go.
All right, number three. This is a true or false. You can get vaccines at your local pharmacy.
True.
True, correct. Yeah, all 50 states, that's legal now. You can go in and get quite a few vaccines at those local pharmacies. All right, number four. This popular beverage was invented by a pharmacist in 1886.
Well, I've got two that come to mind, so I'm going to have to pick one. I'm going to say root beer.
Incorrect. It was Coca-Cola.
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 Okay.
I think there's a lot. I think Coca-Cola, Dr. Pepper. I think even 7-Up has some pharmacy roots in there.
Dr. Pepper, I know. I wasn't aware that Coca-Cola did.
Coca-Cola. And I think back until early 1900s, they even had cocaine in it too when they were first starting.
I had heard
glad they got that taken out.
I'd heard that. See, I was going to say either root beer or sarsaparilla, so I'd have been wrong either way. So there you go. Okay, well,
all right, we stumped you on one. That's
you
good.
Did.
All right, last one. What percent of Americans live within 5 miles of a pharmacy? A, 100%. B, 90%. C, 80%. Or D, 70%.
Why do I get the feeling I want to go with A and 100%?
Are you sure? You want to lock in that answer?
No, I want to change it. I want to go
100's a lot. I mean, 100 would be
I want to go
cool,
with I'll,
it's,
I'll go,
it is just 5 miles. Just 5 miles.
Just 5 miles.
This North Dakota, there's not, I mean,
okay,
that, all those people out there that are rural and.
I'll go with C, 80%.
C, 80%. Incorrect. It was good reasoning, but the correct answer is B, 90%.
90%.
90%
live within
Americans
5 miles
live within
of a pharmacy.
5 miles of a pharmacy. So
wow.
I think that, and I put that one last, too, because I think pharmacy is such a cool profession where, we have all these, now they're required to get a doctorate to become a pharmacist. So we've got all these, highly trained individuals in the healthcare field, and they're extremely accessible.
Right.
Right, you don't have to make an appointment. You can just walk into the pharmacy, call them on the phone, ask medical questions.
Scott, how long have you been a pharmacist?
Oh, that's a good question. Probably, I think, about 8 years now.
Okay.
Coming up on 8 years.
What drew you to this? What brought you into the profession?
So I grew up in Wahpeton here, and when I was leaving high school, I really wanted to, move somewhere else. I probably should have just gone in town here to college, but I was I got to move away, so I went all the way up to Fargo. That was my crazy adventure.
All
I went
right.
up to Fargo. I kind of picked, it was half and half. I thought it would be a cool profession. I liked NDSU.
Mm-hmm.
So perfect match there. And
that's how it all started.
Got to watch them win a whole bunch of football championships.
Yes, you did. Yes, you did.
Went to Frisco a time or two, so that was fun.
Yeah.
So,
but that's how the whole thing started.
Yep.
And do you love it? I mean,
I do. I couldn't imagine doing anything else. I mean, when you're, like a young person and you don't necessarily know what you want to do. Mm-hmm. Obviously, I love science, liked math. It made sense to do.
Right.
So. But yeah, and I get to help people, right?
And it's changing seemingly by the week. I mean, pharmaceuticals different things. Is it tough to keep up with? I ask a lot of people.
It is, and when you bring up that question of like why I got into it, when you think of a pharmacist, it's so much more than maybe what the general person realizes.
Mm-hmm.
When I picked it as a profession, I didn't think I was going to be in the hospital initially either.
Right.
I'm mixing IV medications. There's all these. Like infusion pumps and things that I have to work with and program and set up to have like drug libraries in them. And there's a lot of like ever changing things.
Yeah.
It's a very fast paced, lots of technology is getting infused into the profession. So keeping up is cool. I mean, we all see the commercials on the TV. There's 10 new drugs that come out every month, so.
Well, people put
it's
a lot of
exciting.
People put a lot of trust in their pharmacists too. I mean, that kind of goes without saying. So, yeah, definitely a credible profession. Scott, thanks so much for filling in for Terry. This was fun.
You can bring
me trivia questions anytime you want.
Hopefully, everybody had fun playing along at home. So.
You have a great weekend, my friend. All right, we talk with our friends from CHI St. Francis every Friday at this time here. If you missed any of this, you can catch it in our podcast. I'll be up early this afternoon at KBMWnews.com.
This is the Ag Central Radio Network. I'm Ricky Klaverkamp with an Ag News update. The government shutdown is further imperiling the nation's farmers despite USDA's early release of emergency aid, according to a senior senator. Iowa GOP Senator Chuck Grassley says the longer Minority Leader Chuck Schumer and Democrats block funds to reopen the government, the harder it will be to replenish the Commodity Credit Corporation and save some farmers from financial peril.